was teaching a class of sophomores one time, and I mentioned something about Jesus Christ being God. And one of the students raised his hand, and he had this confused look on his face, and he said, "Wait, I thought the Father was God." And I said, "Yeah, the Father's God, and the Son's God." So he said, "So the Father is the Son?" I said, "No, they're two different persons." And he goes, "Okay, so we have one God, yeah, and two persons." I said, "No, there's three persons." Then he gets an even more confused look on his face, and he's like, "So there's one God in three persons?" I said, "Exactly. Any questions?" He just had this, just confused look on his face. It's one of the Trinity is one of the more difficult topics to teach about. But I don't think we should be surprised about that, because when we look at what the Trinity is, this is something that God has revealed about his own inner nature, the very nature of who God is. And this is something that's beyond the ability of human beings to ever discover. You know, we can never do a scientific experiment and discover who God is, and especially in his inner nature. And so this is something that comes from a direct revelation from Jesus Christ. And he revealed the Trinity to us. And so we shouldn't be surprised if certain things about God are beyond our comprehension, especially since we have finite minds and we're trying to grasp an infinite God. But as confusing as the concept of the Trinity can be, if we try and grasp it, which we never will fully, I think we can also present it in a way that's fairly simple and fairly profound, and one that has a lot of meaning for us as Christians and as human beings. When we look at the Trinity, it's simply the fact that within God's very nature, he is a community of three persons. And in order for God to be love, the Trinity has to exist. Because if there were no Trinity, who would God love for all eternity? He would just be a single isolated person for all eternity. So the fact that God is a community of three persons, when we say God is love, that's dependent upon the Trinity, God being a community of three persons. So when we look at the very nature of who God is, he is a community of love, of three persons. And as human beings, we're created in the image of God. Meaning at the deepest level of our being, we were created to be in communities of love with others. And a lot of people in our world today have a deep sense of loneliness and a deep sense of isolation because they don't experience the love in the community that we're created for. We're created to be in relationships of love, and we need those relationships in order to flourish as human beings. We need those relationships with family members, friendships, in order to thrive as human beings. And ultimately, a relationship with God himself is what we're created for. And so when we look at the Trinity, the more clearly we can begin to grasp the Trinity and who Jesus Christ is and how he relates to the Father and to the Holy Spirit, and the more we can imitate that and follow his laws, the more pure and the more authentic our relationships of love with others become. Because love, and the love that we're called to as human beings, is a reflection of the love of the Trinity. And often our human relationships become disordered and often become broken because of our own vices. Because lust creeps in and people begin to use each other for their own purposes. Or greed or selfishness or anger drifts into the relationship, and it harms the authentic relationships of love that we're called to. So when we look at the Trinity, as I said, the more we can learn about the Trinity, the more it reveals about ourselves and who we are created to be. A couple ways. First, the love within the Trinity is eternal. God exists as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in a relationship of love for all eternity. As human beings, the relationships of love that we're called to, authentic relationships, are meant to be undying. They are meant to last forever. And that's why when we lose a loved one, when someone close to us passes away, that's why it's so painful. Because our relationships are meant to be eternal. They're meant to be permanent. And if we look at the sacrament of holy matrimony as an example, marriage is meant to be a permanent relationship. And the vows that that the husband and wife make are meant to protect authentic love. Because love is meant to be permanent. And authentic love is. And so that's why divorce, when a husband and wife break apart, that's why it's so painful for them and for any children who might be involved. Because that relationship of love is the most fundamental and foundational relationship oftentimes in their lives. And when that breaks apart, you know, it leaves them with a deep sense of pain, a deep sense of distrust, because that relationship of love that they depend upon breaks apart. And so the marriage vows are meant to protect a relationship of authentic love. And so it's important when people approach the sacrament of marriage that first they select the right person, someone who understands what authentic love is, that it is permanent, and that a person approaching the sacrament of marriage marries someone who shares those values. And second, that they make those vows with the intent to permanently live by those vows, because those vows protect authentic love. That's the key to happiness. And so the relationships of love that we're called to are meant to be permanent, a reflection of the eternal and infinite love of the Trinity. Something else we can look at in terms of our relationships of love. We're all called to intimacy. When we look at the gospel reading, you know, there's this deep and profound knowledge between Jesus Christ and his Father that he reveals in the gospel reading. And each one of us has a desire on a deep level to be known and to be loved. And so relationships of love can't just be about ourselves and our own desire for satisfaction or our own desire for a companionship. It has to be a relationship in which we step beyond ourselves and seek to know the other person, who they are on a deep level. You know, what their hopes and their dreams are. And I think a lot of people, even when they're in relationships, feel alone and feel isolated because there's not real intimacy there. Sometimes people might be so focused upon themselves that they don't enter into a real relationship that steps beyond themselves. And so when we look at the intimacy and the depth of knowledge between the Father and the Son, you know, that's what we're called to do in our own relationships. And ultimately, when we look at the Trinity, I think it's important, and it's something that's important for us to look at in our spiritual lives and to meditate upon, because the relationship that each one of us is ultimately created for in eternity is to be a part of the Trinity, to be incorporated into the Trinity. When we're baptized, we become adopted children of the Father, and we're united to the Son, and the Holy Spirit dwells within us. We become temples of the Holy Spirit. And so this life of the Trinity begins in this world through the sacraments, but it reaches its fullness in the next world. We are ultimately created to enter into this relationship of love and to be part of this infinite community of love that is eternal, something that we will never lose, that we will be part of for all eternity. We're meant to be part of a relationship in which our Lord knows us on a deep and intimate level, and he knows us even more deeply than we know ourselves. And there's limits in this world to how deeply human beings can know each other. Ultimately, we can never know each other perfectly. But with the Trinity, there's a depth of knowledge that our Lord has of us that goes beyond anything we experience in this world. And so ultimately, when we celebrate this feast day of the Trinity, that is what we are called to in eternity. This is the ultimate relationship of perfect, undying, infinite love. And the more that we can study that and begin to incorporate that into our human relationships, our friendships, and our family relationships, the more perfect, the more pure, the deeper and the more intimate they become. And ultimately, the more human we become. Because that's what we were created to be in relationships of authentic love. And so as we celebrate this feast day of the Trinity, we celebrate the very nature of who God is in himself, what we are called to be as human beings in the image of God, and ultimately what our destiny is in eternal life.